Today, we're venturing into the fabulous world of herb magic and how you can start your very own magical garden. Yes, even if you have never successfully kept a plant alive before, I triple promise you. We'll cover which herbs are perfect for beginners, when and how to plant them, the best ways to harvest your magical bounty, and simple rituals you can try with your homegrown herb. Hey friend, welcome back to The Medium Matters, the coven for the curious. I'm your host, Chantel, your guide through the veil. Let's spark your intuition, deepen your spiritual insight, and let your inner magic take flight. Let's get into it. So here's something that's really magical. Timing your herb garden with spring. It's like nature's hitting a giant reset button and you get to jump in on all that fresh buzzing energy. The earth has been in a deep slumber, curled up and snoozing awfully hard. As spring makes her debut, everything starts to thaw out and stretch and awaken into a beautiful new season of life. And this awakening energy is perfect for kickstarting your magical herbs. When you plant in spring, you're basically surfing a wave of natural magic. Think about it like this. Those little seeds are tucked into soil that's literally humming with, "Let's do this" energy. Your baby herbs, those cute little guys, they aren't just growing in dirt. They're growing in all that spring possibility and potential. And honestly, you can feel it the moment you dig your fingers into that warming soil. I absolutely love how those first tiny sprouts mirror what's happening in our own lives after winter. We're all reaching for the light, right? Your rosemary pushing up through the soil is doing exactly what your own spirit is doing. Stretching, growing, and finding new strength. It creates this beautiful connection where your magical practice and your garden grow together. As your mint sends out new runners, maybe your intuition branches in directions you never even expected. As your basil reaches for the sun, your own confidence gets a little boost too. This kind of magical synchronicity just can't be bought at a store, no matter how fancy the packaging. Spring's magic becomes your magic, flowing through both you and the plants that you're tending to. It's like having a little green coven that grows alongside your practice. And trust me, that makes all the difference in your magical work. So what exactly makes an herb magical? So glad you asked. Is it the rare plants you can only find in enchanted forests? Special varieties sold by witchy shops online? I'm gonna tell you right now, that is a hard no to all of that. The great thing is that magical herbs are all around us. They're the plants that humans have been working with for thousands of years, for medicine, for food, and yes, even for that beautiful magic. The truth is, almost any herb can be magical when used with intention. But some are specifically versatile for beginners. Let's talk about the top five that anyone can start with. First up is rosemary. This hardy herb is an all-purpose magical powerhouse. It's used for protection, for purification, mental clarity, and strengthening memory. I need a lot of that. Plus, rosemary is incredibly difficult to kill. Not impossible, just difficult. Next up is mint. Beyond making delicious tea, mint attracts prosperity and abundance. It also enhances communication and can be used in healing work. And the lovely mint grows so readily that gardeners often warn against planting it directly in the ground because she will take over. But I'm gonna tell you what right now, I am kind of here for it. Next up is basil. This kitchen staple isn't just for pasta sauce or caprese salads. Magically, it's associated with love, prosperity, and even protection. It can help bring harmony to your home and even help with peaceful transitions. Next up is lavender. Oh, my obsession. Lavender is known for its calming properties. Lavender aids in sleep, peace, and purification work. It's also connected to love magic and can help create sacred space. Lastly, sage. Common garden sage. Sage is fabulous for wisdom, for cleansing, and healing work. So where can you find these herbs? Honestly, almost any metaphysical shop or grocery store sells dried herbs you can use for your practice. But there is something super special about growing your own herbs. First, building a beautiful and unique relationship. When you grow your own herbs, you're not just gardening, you are building a beautiful relationship. Your plants actually get to know you. They absorb your energy when you water them, when you talk to them, and when you just care for them. And guess what? They give all of that right back to you. It is this beautiful exchange that creates magic uniquely attuned to you. That's supermarket rosemary. Pretty, tasty, all the good things. No offense to her, but she has no idea who you are. The next thing I want to talk about is timing. Timing is on your side. So picture this. It's the full moon. You feel that magical buzz in the air and you head out to your garden to harvest some basil for a love spell. That timing, that perfect magical moment, it's completely yours to choose. With store-bought herbs, who knows when they were harvested or what energy was around them. When they're yours, however, you can snip those little babies during specific moon phases or even on days that feel personally powerful to you. Third, it's in your magical DNA. There is something incredibly special about putting your hands in the soil and realizing your great, great, great grandmother may have done the exact same thing. Growing magical herbs connects you to an ancient lineage of practitioners who have tended these very same plants for thousands of years. It's like being handed a magical torch that's been carried through time. That connection, you just can't get it from a plastic package at any grocery store, no matter how hard you try. Now listen, don't get me wrong. If growing herbs just isn't an option for you right now, then do your absolute best to buy from small ethical suppliers or use organic herbs from the grocery store because that'll work too. Remember, intention. Which leads me to an important point about ethics. When you're working with plants, make sure you approach them with respect. When you're harvesting, never take more than a third of the plant and always, and I do mean always, ask permission first. I know this might sound kind of weird, especially if you're new to this kind of practice, but really just taking a moment to mentally connect with the plant and express gratitude seriously changes the energy of your magical work. Let's talk about timing because it matters in herb magic. While you can certainly start herbs at any time, a lot of practitioners choose to plant during the waxing moon. If you don't know, this is the period between the new moon and the full moon when energies support growth and manifestation. Spring and early summer are ideal for outdoor planting in most regions, but a lot of magical herbs can be started indoors all year round. The good news is that you don't need a sprawling garden to grow magical herbs. A sunny windowsill, a small balcony, or even a spot near a grow light can work wonders. You would be amazed. Most magical herbs actually prefer containers, which makes them perfect for apartment-dwelling witches. Where my witches at? If you're working with limited space, consider what herbs align with your current magical needs. Do you need more protection? Prioritize rosemary. If you're looking for love, make space for basil or even lavender. If you're seeking prosperity, mint should be at the top of your list. Now for some practical growing tips that I've learned through too much trial and error. Most magical herbs prefer well-draining soil. This means if you're using containers, please, oh please, make sure that they have drainage holes at the bottom. Nothing kills herbs faster than soggy roots. I have learned this lesson repeatedly. You'd think I have it down by now, but we're still in a learning phase. When it comes to watering, most herbs prefer to dry out just a little bit between waterings. A great way to know if it's time to water your herbs is to just stick your finger in the pot, maybe about an inch, and if the soil feels dry, it's time to water. You could also buy an inexpensive water meter or moisture meter that tells you plain as day if your herbs need water. I will link one in the show notes that I have loved and used for at least a couple of years, and she has served me well. Listen, worth every penny. Overwatering is herb murder. I have loved quite a few herbs to death this way. It's true, it just is. Let's talk about light because light is crucial. Most magical herbs need at least 6 hours of sunlight every single day. If you're growing them indoors, look for a south-facing window because that is ideal. If you don't have enough natural light, you can absolutely look into inexpensive grow lights because they can make all the difference. I will link one of my favorites in the show notes for you below. Just these lights right here, those are some grow lights. The really beautiful thing about Herb Magic is that it is accessible to almost everyone. Even if you have physical limitations, container gardening can be adapted to your needs. If you're in a wheelchair, for example, elevated containers work really, really well. If you have limited strength, lightweight potting mixes and small containers are probably perfect for you. Let's talk about timing your harvest to enhance the magical properties of your herbs. So a good rule of thumb here is to harvest in the morning after the dew has dried out, but before the hot sun pulls the oils from the leaves. A lot of practitioners harvest during the full moon when magical energies are just at their peak, but listen, this is not a strict rule. For most leafy herbs, the best time to harvest is just before they flower, when their essential oils are most concentrated. However, if you're harvesting flowers like lavender, for example, try to wait until they have fully opened. One of the biggest takeaways should be to harvest with intention and respect. I like to take a beat before harvesting to just thank the plant for its gifts. To do this, I stand close to my plant and I speak out loud or in my mind. Sometimes I even place my hands on the plant just to create a more tangible connection, which really brings even more magic to the table if you ask me. Honestly, just taking a minute to connect and appreciate the relationship you have built, the growing process, the quiet moments you've spent watering and speaking to your plants, it just makes such a difference. When you're harvesting, make sure that you're using clean, sharp scissors or even pruning shears. Tearing pieces off or cutting with dull tools is going to cause damage and nobody wants that. So please proceed with caution. For most herbs, cutting just above a leaf node is going to encourage more growth. So your harvest actually helps the plant to thrive. When it comes to drying herbs for magical use, there are a few methods. The simplest one is probably just to gather small bundles, secure them with string, and then hang them upside down in a well-ventilated area. This is going to preserve their color, their scent, and their magical properties. You're going to know your herbs are fully dried when you kind of rub them between your fingers and they crumble easily. Once they're dry, put them in an airtight glass container. Make sure it is stored away from the direct sunlight and label them. Just the name of the herb and the date will do. You now have magical herbs that have been infused with your beautiful energy throughout their entire life cycle. The care you give while growing, the intention during harvest, and the respect shown in storage, all of those things contribute to the power of your magical herbs. This is why homegrown herbs often feel more potent in magical work than the ones that you just buy at the store, because it's just not the same thing. Before we go any further, I want to say, if you're enjoying this episode, please make sure you subscribe and leave a review. Things are about to get even better because we're about to get into turning those lovely herbs that you have been growing into real practical magic. I'm going to share three simple rituals that anyone can use to bring the power of homegrown herbs into everyday magic. Yes, even if you have never ever cast a spell in your entire beautiful life. These rituals are down to earth and they really harness that natural power that's already growing in your garden or on your windowsill. Our first ritual is called the Morning Protection Tea Ritual. This ritual really just creates a shield of positive energy for your day using rosemary. Here's what you're going to need: fresh or dried rosemary from your garden, a heat-safe mug, hot water, a moment of silence. Yes, that counts as an ingredient. You're going to start by boiling your water. While that heats, hold your rosemary between your palms and take three deep, beautiful breaths. With each exhale, visualize your energy flowing into that little herb bundle. Set your intention for protection by asking something like, "Rosemary strong and rosemary bright, protect my energy throughout this day and night." It doesn't have to rhyme, but you know, it's easier to remember. Next, you're going to place your rosemary in the mug and pour the hot water over it. As the water steeps, imagine it drawing out not just the flavor, but the protective qualities of that rosemary. Let it steep for 3 to 5 minutes and then strain out the leaves, or leave them in if you choose. It's up to you. Before drinking, make sure you hold the mug between both hands and feel its warmth. Just take it in. Take a minute to visualize a protective bubble of light surrounding you. And with each sip, affirm that this protective energy enters your body and stays with you throughout the entire day. This tea is really both magically protective and physically good for mental clarity, which is a perfect way to start your morning. Let's move into our second ritual, which is called the Prosperity Sachet Ritual. For this, we're going to create a small charm to attract abundance using mint and basil. For this ritual, you're going to need fresh or dried mint and basil from your garden, a small square of green fabric that's about 3 by 3 inches, a green ribbon or green piece of string, a small coin, and a green candle, which is optional. So you're going to start by laying your fabric square on a flat surface. Place your coin in the very center of that little 3 by 3 square. This represents the prosperity that you are calling in with this ritual. Around the coin, you're going to place your mint and your basil leaves. And as you place each herb, state its purpose. Mint for attraction, basil for abundance. Focus on your intention for prosperity. This doesn't have to just be financial. It could be abundance of opportunities. It could be creativity or positive relationships. Visualize this abundance flowing into your life. Gather the corners of the fabric to create a small bundle with everything inside. Once you've done that, tie it securely with the green ribbon or the string, making 3 knots. 3 knots. With each knot, affirm, by my will, prosperity comes to me in perfect ways. You're going to keep the sachet in your wallet or on your desk or anywhere you handle money or make financial decisions. Make sure that you refresh your herbs every single month to maintain their potency. Last up is the Dream Enhancement Pillow Ritual. So this one uses lavender to promote peaceful sleep and intuitive dreams. For this ritual, you're going to need dried lavender from your garden, a small square of purple or white fabric, white or purple string, a slip of paper and a pen, and a small clear quartz crystal, which is optional. To get started, you're going to write a simple intention on your piece of paper. This could be peaceful sleep, prophetic dreams, or remember my dreams. Anything works. Be specific about what you want to experience. Place your dried lavender in the very center of your fabric. To this, you're going to add your folded paper with the intention written on it. If you're using the crystal, go ahead and add it at this time as well. As you gather the fabric into a small bundle, just visualize yourself sleeping peacefully and waking up refreshed. Tie the bundle with string, making 3 knots. 3 knots again. And with each knot, state your intention out loud. Place this dream pillow under your regular pillow or on your nightstand. The gentle scent of lavender will help calm your mind while the magical properties enhance your dream work. Before sleep each night, hold the dream pillow for a minute and just restate your intention. You want to keep this fresh and alive, not just in your environment, but also for you. If you really want to level up your dream enhancement ritual, then make the Better Sleep app your go-to for sound quality sleep. Better Sleep has soothing music, meditations, sleep stories, coaches, and so much more to take your sleep from good to great. Make sure you click the link in our show notes for your free 30-day trial and watch your sleep become magical. Now that you've gotten your sound, wonderful, beautiful night of great sleep, it's time to record your beautiful dreams. And I have just the thing for you. I created a free printable dream journal template that is going to give you the space to record your dreams in detail, in symbols, in color, however you want, my love. Use your dream enhancement ritual and dream journal together to dive even deeper into your higher self, connect with your guides, and finally get answers to all of your burning questions. I'm telling you, journaling your dreams is such a game changer. Pairing it with this ritual, explosive. Make sure you get your dream journal now in the link in the show notes, just for you. So we've covered a lot of ground today, from selecting the right magical herbs to growing, harvesting, and using them in simple but super effective rituals. Remember that herb magic, like any spiritual practice, grows stronger with time and intention. The connection you build with your plants is a relationship, one that deepens with each care session, each harvest, and each ritual. If you're just starting out, don't try to do everything at once because that is so incredibly overwhelming. Consider starting with just one or two herbs that call to you, that resonate with you. Give yourself the time and space to learn their needs and magical properties thoroughly before expanding your garden. Trust me, I've been there. Honestly, I have to say, just start. Whether that means planting your first seed, harvesting from an existing plant, or just researching which herbs you would like to work with. Take that first step, knowing that perfect timing is not a thing. It doesn't exist. Only the magic of beginning. With that, we have come to the end of our episode. Thank you so, so much for hanging with me and talking herbs and gardens. You have no idea how this lights me up. I love all magic, but there is seriously something so special about plants that makes my soul just flutter. Make sure you check out our show notes for resources mentioned in this episode. Join us on the socials, subscribe, review, and sign up for our magical insider community completely free, linked below. Until next time, this is Chantel with The Medium Matters reminding you to be the magic. See you next time.